Did you think you'd be talking about a zombie-proof shed in this job?
No. The honest answer to that. I never thought about it. It was just one of those things that started off as an office discussion. The same Walking Dead this time last year. We'd all been watching them and talking about what we would do in a zombie apocalypse. And we just sort of in passing said, we'd just build a log cabin and haul up in there and we'd be fine. And it's kind of snowballed from there, really.
So tell us a little bit about your zombie shed, because it's a zombie-proof cabin, I suppose, is the nice way to it. I've got a picture of it that I'm looking at the moment, and it looks pretty elaborate. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's quite impressive. Well, we had a bit of a think about what we would want, a few home comforts and things in there, as well as some fairly essential items. So you've got, obviously, kitchen, toilet system, those basic facilities that you would need.
Yeah.
We've also got a gym in there. You've got your bedrooms. You've got quite a nice living room with a log burning fire in the corner. You've got a sound system. You've got an Xbox and TV. Obviously, we've got solar panels as an extra that you can have, so you've actually got a source of power for all these lovely things that you've got inside it.
Nice.
We've got a nice garden, so you can grow your own veg. Secure garden, obviously. You're not going to be plucking some carrots and a zombie appears behind you. So it's quite impressive, and it was. There are a few things that we thought were taking it a bit too far. I wanted a helicopter on top and was told that was just silly. So we have thought about it and drawn the line at things that were unreasonable.
I like it how you get to the helicopter and you say, oh, no, that's just silly.
That's unreasonable.
Not the whole idea.
No, not at all. But then again, we thought, you know, why not have a flamethrower and a water cannon? They seem sensible.
I'll definitely have that.
You need
definitely
a flamethrower.
It needs to be weaponized in some way.
Absolutely, yeah. And it does have an armory in there to store all of your weapons and things. Whatever weapon your choice might be.
Sounds cricket at my house. This.
Cricket bat. Well, I'm buying a house at the moment, and I'm thinking, I don't want to buy my house. I want to buy this. This looks amazing.
You know, I think you really should.
Yeah. Now, this is not something that you're offering right at the moment. This is one of those Kickstarter projects that you're hoping to raise some funds
for. Yeah, it is. Yeah, we had loads of interest in it. We've had some quite genuine interest in America, mostly. I don't think people will be surprised. But it's all over the world. We've had inquiries from people all over the place asking about it, and I think a lot of people doubted that. You know, we've made this claim that we could build it. I think they were kind of questioning whether we actually would. So we looked at obviously the Kickstarter campaign and crowdfunding sort of. We thought, why not? If people want to see if it can be built, they can get involved and be a part of it. You know, you can make donations from £2 up to £5,000. There's various packages that come along with each support amount that you give. Things from a virtual high five, who doesn't want one of those, to a T-shirt and a mug and, you know, various bits of merchandise. And it goes up from there to go into the launch event that, because obviously we've joined up to have an actual event around it. So we've joined up with the zombie infection crew for a zombie survival experience. So there's a launch event that's going on with entertainment. Then you've got overnight stays in the zombie cabin. You know, you can be an actual part of it and get involved. So it's going to be quite fun, I think, really, for people if they get involved.
I tell you what, the other thing that I've sort of realised as well is that you're like really completely covered on this, okay? Because if there is a zombie apocalypse, most people would be dead. And if someone, and if a zombie is actually able to get into this, then, well, no one's going to be able to complain to you. So,
well, you're covered one way or the other. We'd be in our zombie cabin and we'd be safe, holed up in there. So I doubt anyone would be able to get through to us anyway.
I think you're right. Joe, is this the sort of thing you'd want to buy?
Well, it wasn't until I've just heard about it. I mean, when we were on about it earlier, I thought, these people are crazy. But no, now you've sold it to me. Like I say, it sounds better than my house. I just want one to live in.
This sounds good. I'm wondering if someone... Because I think your goal is £120,000.
Yeah.
It's quite steep.
That's cheaper than my house, though.
It's cheaper than your house.
Yeah.
You see,
really?
It's a bargain then. Why don't you just lump everything into us and then we'll build this for you?
That's it. Can I take a mortgage against it?
That That would be interesting. I'd love to see a lender that would lend against that. That would be awesome, wouldn't it, really? Absolutely awesome.
I think they'd be crazier than people think we are.
Just looking at some of the pictures of it, I mean, there's lots of barbed wire. You got a play. There's even a garage. You've got a garage in there as well.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I like it. Oh, it is a very impressive thing, I must admit. And if people want to donate to the Kickstarter campaign, is there a link or anything that they can go to?
Yeah, you can either check out our Facebook and Twitter pages. We've got various links on there. But if you actually go to the Kickstarter website and just search for Kickstarter Zombie Proof Cabin, and it'll come up from there and get involved.
This is brilliant. This is absolutely brilliant. Tigersheds.com. It's great to see a Leeds-based company doing something about the zombie apocalypse. I mean, it's marvellous. Because realistically, if it's going to be done right, it needs to be done Yorkshire.
I don't know. I'm from Lancashire.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, deary me. Wrong side up Pennines.
They tell me that every day here, so I don't know if I'd be allowed in the cabin if they built one.
Well, zombies are already over there, I think.
I don't know about that.
Tigersheds.com. Have a look at their website. Actually, I need a shed. I need to have a look at this. A zombie-proof cabin. It is absolutely fantastic. What a great idea. Lauren, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
No problem, thanks.
There's only one thing we can play, isn't there? The Cranberries and Zombie. We'll have to play that then. It's Radio Yorkshire. Cheers, Lauren.
Bye.